Good morning. Last week, we began the sugya of Amir La'akum. As we explained, Amir La'akum applies both when you tell a goy on Shabbos to do malacha, or even if you tell a goy before Shabbos to do malacha on Shabbos, that will be asur as well. We explained that a hint, a remez, before Shabbos is mutter. You're allowed to hint that a goy should do malacha for you on Shabbos. However, on Shabbos itself, it depends on the type of hint. A tzivui derech remez, if you tell a goy, you know, I'd really be happy if someone turned on the lights, that will be aser. However, an indirect remez, something like, you know, I can't sleep, and the goy on his own will figure out that it's probably because the lights are on, that is mutter even on Shabbos. Besides for the Isser of Amir La'akum, there's also an Isser to be nene from a lacha that was done on your behalf, which means if a goy turns on a light, even if you didn't ask him, but if the room was dark, if there was no light whatsoever beforehand, it would be usher to be nene even if you didn't ask and even if you didn't hint on to the goy at all. Now we pointed out, if he did it for you, correct. Excuse me? Yes, the place can talk about that, whether that's called Hano, if you shouldn't have turned it off in the first place. Now, one very, very important heter is that if you ask a goy to do something, even if you tell him directly, but that work does not require a malacha, but the goy does the malacha because it's more convenient for him, it's easier, it's more efficient, it's more pleasant. So that would be mutter, even if you tell him directly on Shabbos to do it, since the malacha itself he's doing for himself, the malacha itself is not for you, that would be mutter. There's no isser of Amir La'akum. In addition, whenever there's ipsik resha, the malacha is not required for the actual task, it's just something that comes as a result, that would be mutter as well. Now these are the general rules of Amir La'akum with any goy, not necessarily a worker. When you hire someone to do a job for you, here we have a few different gedarim. And in halacha, there are three different types of workers. The first, and the one which is most chomer in halacha, is a payel. Someone who is a salaried worker. You're paying him by the time. You have a cleaning crew. They come in. You pay them X dollars an hour. They work for a set amount of time. So a payel is considered your worker. Anything they do is considered as if it's done on your behalf. And therefore, if they're doing any malacha, even though you didn't ask him directly to do it, he showed up on his own, he knows that, you know, he gets paid X amount to clean, comes on Shabbos and starts doing malacha, you never asked him to do it. Even if he's doing the malacha in his own house, but if he's doing it on behalf of the Yisrael, there it's going to be aser. That's a payel. That's the first category. The second category, and this is the one which is most kal in halacha, is an aris. An aris is a sharecropper, where the goy is getting paid a percentage of the profits. The classic case is a person has a field. He can either take care of the field himself, or he can hire someone, hire an aris. He tells the aris, you're responsible to do everything that needs to be done throughout the year. In exchange, you'll get a percentage of the crops that grow. So over there, by an aris, the goy really has complete control. He can decide when and how to work. He can work on Shabbos, he can work on Sunday, he can work on Monday. He can work whenever he chooses. It's his responsibility simply to get the job done. And when he does work, he's not getting paid by the hour. It's not like every minute that he's working on behalf of the Yisrael. Adrabah, his pay is set based on him being successful, having a successful year. And the work that he does throughout the year is considered adaita denafshei. So in such a case, if the goy chooses to do malacha, that will bederech klal be mutter. The one exception is that even by an aris, if you hire an aris and you tell the guy, listen, I'm hiring you to take care of everything throughout the year, but you should know this is difficult work. You have to be on the job every single day. And on Shabbos as well, you have to be doing malacha. If it's koimveya malachtoi, even by an aris, according to Roif Weiskim, it's going to be aser. There's an Avni Nezer that's makel, but virtually all the other places can say that once you tell the person that the work has to be done on Shabbos, even by an Aris, that is going to be awesome. The third category, which is the middle category, and that's what we're going to focus on today, is a Kavlan. A Kavlan is an independent contractor. He's paid by the job. You hire him to build a house, to fix your roof, whatever it may be. So he accepts to do the work to complete the task. There's generally a set fee that he gets paid to do the job. So he's not a poil. He's not working by the hour. He's not your salaried employee. But it's different from an artist in the sense that he's not a partner. He's not getting a percentage of the produce. He's getting a flat amount for accomplishing the task. Now, in the Ikar Hadin, a Kavlan should really be the same as an artist and should be mutter. Because when you hire a Kavlan and you tell him, I'll pay you X amount to build me this house, and you negotiate a flat rate. So if he chooses to work on Shabbos, that's adaita d'nafshei. That's his decision. He wants to get the job done. It's more convenient for him. He wants to take off on Sunday, whatever his internal cheshbonos are. So that, mi'ikar hadin, is going to be mutter. However, there are two exceptions to this mi'ikar hadin, and then there's a problem with Maharsayim, which we'll get to soon.
Yes, they're being paid by the hour, but they're not being paid if you work 30 hours, I pay you 30 hours, if you work 40, I pay you 40. He has a weekly salary. And this person, now if the contract says you're included to work on Saturday, so I understand, that's question number one, he has a weekly salary, so he didn't tell him to do it on that, so that's, and secondly, he's working for himself, because it's true that in such a case, if he doesn't do the work, he knows he's going to get fired. So ultimately, yes, it's a step removed. Ultimately, he's doing it for his benefit. I mean, so those are two times, Shane, and two questions.
Okay, very good. So, as far as the first question, there is a discussion in the poskim. What happens if you hire a poil? He's getting paid by the hour, but he sets his own hours. He's got to clock in 40 hours a week. He can do it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. He can do it whenever he chooses. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says it's going to be awesome. Because since during this time, during the hours that he works for you, it's true he decides when that is, but he sold you his time. And once he chooses, this is the hour that I'm going to dedicate to you. During this hour, he's working on your behalf. Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Emre Yosher both say that that's going to be awesome. There are Achroinim that argue. There's a Shevet HaLevi, there's a Mashmoyis and Mashag, and the truth is there's a Chassam Sofer, which is all Chassam Sofer, is not completely clear, but they seem to adapt your Svara, and they say since there's a set amount of hours per week, and the worker is the one that chose to work on Shabbos, he could put in those hours during the rest of the week, during the Moyis HaChol, so these places seem to say that it's Mutter. So that seems to be a Machlokes HaPoskim. Okay, so we'll get to it. So we'll discuss whether that's kaveh malachta. We'll get to that case in a moment. What? Okay, you're assuming an attorney is a poil, not a kavlan. Okay, we'll get to that. That's not so simple according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. We'll get to that in a moment. Correct. We'll get there. As far as the second point, so Shulchan Aruch HaRav also speaks out that every worker, at the end of the day, is doing it for himself. He's not doing it because he wants to be nice to his employer. But the difference is, when he's a poil, the pshat is he's getting paid by the hour. He has no incentive, or he doesn't care whether the task gets accomplished, doesn't get accomplished. He is doing the employer's bidding during this time. So anything that gets done is not considered a daita d'nafshei. That's considered a shlichus of the Yisrael, and that's going to be awesome. In contrast, when he just says, I'll get your roof done for $5,000. So at this point, that's his responsibility, get the roof done. How he does it, when he does it, the malacha that's done on Shabbos, that's adaita d'nafshei, because that's now, at this point, it's his responsibility. He's not doing it directly for the Yisrael.
What happens when you pay a company on a flat fee, and they pay the worker
Okay, in order to hire a kavlan, and they hire workers. Okay, we'll get to that towards the end of this year. Okay, so just to summarize before we continue, we have a poel that's paid by the hour. He's a salaried employee. His responsibility is to work a certain amount of time. That is going to be usur because when he does some work on Shabbos, an aris who is he's a partner here, he chooses when to work and he decides to work on Shabbos. That is going to be mutter. A kablin who is paid to accomplish a specific job, meikar hadin, it should be mutter because it's doima to an aris. Unless there are two categories where it's also meikar hadin. The first is kaveya malachta. If you tell the person you must work on Shabbos, just like an aris, it's also going to most place them, but a kablin as well. Actually, the makar is a kablin, so it's going to be aser because you instructed him to work on Shabbos. You can't say it's a daita de nafshei if he has to do it, if it's part of the contract, if it's part of the agreement. Now, the case that the Rishonim discuss is when you tell the kavlan, I'm hiring you to do the roof, you'd better work every day until the job is done. Where you tell him specifically, you must work on Shabbos. You overnight a package on Erev Yontif, where you're instructing them, you must deliver this on Yontif. So there you're being kaveya malachta. Even though it's a kavlan, that is going to be asur l'kul yam.
Now that.
Oh, we're talking about FedExing a package. Okay.
It's not US mail.
Right. Okay. That mail we'll have to get to, whether that's different or not. Now, that's a simple case. So that would be mutter l'kulayam because you're not paying him for his time during the flight. That's not part of his 40 hours. You're not paying him for that. Now, he's not a poel during this period. You offered him to fly on Sunday, so you're not forcing him to do work. So that's his decision. So if you want to pay for the ticket, that's fine. Yes. We're talking about a goy where the issue is Amir La'akam. The moment you're dealing with a Frayid, now you have a much more serious issue that he's being Mechal Shabbos on your behalf. Okay, but it's a completely different sukkah, because now you're dealing with a sukkah of Lifnei Iver, because you're causing him to do Melacha. So Lifnei Iver is a completely different sukkah. We actually should get to it, I guess, after we finish Amir La'akam. And there are issues of Chad Avr Denaro, whether he could do it without you, can't do it without you. There are all sorts of Gedorim, but it's much more Chomer the moment you're dealing with a Yid, because you're causing him to be Mechal Shabbos. A Goy, there's no Isser Malacha for a Goy. It's not Chilul Shabbos. The only question is Amir L'Akam when he's acting on your behalf. So the simple case of Kaveya Malachta is when you have a Kaplan, but you instruct him, part of the deal is he must work on Shabbos. Now the Achroinim extend it, that say you bring your car into a mechanic on Friday afternoon, the transmission's shot, and you tell him you need it Matzoya Shabbos. So you haven't instructed him to do it on Shabbos, but you've set a deadline which basically makes it impossible for him to complete the task if he doesn't do it on Shabbos. So there the Achroinim say that is the equivalent of Kaveya Malachta, and that's going to be Asur as well. Now, in contrast, and to jump to the other extreme, if you give in your car on a Wednesday and you don't need it back until the following Monday, where the goy has plenty of time to do it during the Yomei Sachal, even though he does it on Shabbos, even if he tells you he's going to do it on Shabbos, that's not kaveya malachta. That's his decision. That's adayda d'nafshei. And even though you know that's what's going to happen, that's not. It's not on your behalf. It's not your instructions, and that is not going to be awesome. As long as there's enough time for him to do it without working on Shabbos. Now, he may have other customers. He's not going to push you first online. That's his decision. That's his internal calculation. That would be fine. Now, it has to be possible for him to do it on Shabbos. The Prima Gadim and the Taz speak out that if you give it to him, say, Thursday, and if he wants to work round the clock, straight through the night on Thursday, he could complete it without working on Shabbos. Still, the Prima Gadim says that will be Asr, since with the normal working schedule under normal circumstances, it cannot be done without doing melacha on Shabbos. That would be the equivalent of kaveh melachta. Now again, that's the prima gadim. Mr. Brewer brings it down. The Gris Moshe and some achroinim seem to be makel in such a case. They seem to say as long as it could be done, it's mutter. It's, you know, it's hard to know. Even the Gris Moshe is talking about a case where he could work on Sunday or he could stay up a little bit later. I don't know if working around the clock would be considered possible. But there is some questionable area how common or how easy it has to be done or to avoid Shabbos for it to be mutter. Now there is a middle case, which involves a person who gave money to a guy and instructed him to buy something for him. He didn't tell him when to buy it. He can buy it whenever he chooses. However, in that particular city, the Yom HaShuk, the only day where they actually sold these goods, was on Shabbos. So over here, you have a situation where, as far as the mitzvah, as far as the yid, he does not care when the work is done. He didn't make any restrictions. However, in a practical sense, and as far as the work itself inherently, the work inherently can buy things every day of the week. In this particular circumstance, we know the Yom HaShuk is on Shabbos. It will not be practical for him to buy it unless he actually does it on Shabbos. So over here, the Poskim will say that that's going to be Aser. However, the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Chai Odom will paskin like this. Say it is only Aser if you give him the money on Friday. On Erev Shabbos, you give him the money, you tell him to buy it. And the only practical time for him to buy it is Shabbos, that's Kaveh Malachta. However, if it's earlier during the week, since it's something which is in theory possible to do during the week, there's nothing inherent about buying something that has to be done on Shabbos, and you didn't specify you want it done on Shabbos, so these Achroinim are Mekel, and they say it is not Kaveh Malachta. The El Yerabah argues, the Eli Rabbi says, Lamaisa, since it's not possible to do it any other time, that's by definition Kaveh Malachta. Correct. There's the brew. Okay, wait, Hefsid Gadol, we'll get to. So who said it's a Hefsid Gadol? You tell him to buy something. Just because he doesn't buy, it doesn't mean it's a Hefsid Gadol. We will deal with the concept of Hefsid Merubah, that we'll get to. Well, Shabbos, the market's closed, so it's only an issue. It's an issue on Yom Tov. Chinese market. Correct. Okay, so that is the El Yerabah's Taina, and that is what that is why the Mishnah Berurah paskens Luchumra. Shulchan Aruch Rav says a little bit differently. A poyel, when he's getting paid by the hour, is your shliach. He's working. His time is basically sold to you. He's a slave during this time. He's working on your behalf. A koblin takes the responsibility to get a job done, to do the task. How and when he gets it done is really his business. It is no concern of the Baal Bayis. So when you're kuvei amalachta, when you tell him, I want you to do it on Shabbos, it's going to be awesome. If you... What? No, it's not the same. Kuvei amalachta of a koblin, we will see, is more kal than a poyel. He doesn't become a poyel. He's still a goblin. He took responsibility to do the job. But since you said, I want it done on Shabbos, it's still going to be awesome. Okay. There are the Rashi learns it's shlichus. The shlichus is shlichus l'chumra. It's not a regular din of shlichus because a goy, there's no shlichus by a goy. There's ain't shlichus by a veira. Shabbos is mistam by the mitzvah shabakuf. It doesn't mean the regular din of shlichus. There are some Rishonim that say that the concept is a concept of shlichus. The normal case of this is not a regular case of a miral akum, because this is a case where it's a koblin, where you haven't told him explicitly to do it on Shabbos. There's a new problem of kaveh malachta, but we'll see clearly in halacha it does not rise to the level of a poyel. We're going to see tremendous nafkaminas between a poyel and a koblin of kaveh malachta. Well, it's your money. It's your money. But so in Mekach Memkar, we're going to discuss that normally Mekach Memkar is when you do the actual sale. Here, there's a shliach doing it on your behalf. And there will be a discussion, it will be a kveger about a sale that happens automatically. But even then, that's an automatic sale, which there's no other sale. You are the seller. when you give it over to a shliach and he's authorized to act in your behalf. So the shliach is the moicher. And therefore the mekach u'memkar is not going to be a problem. Even though it's not your money that's being used and you will end up buying them, but you're not doing the actual mechir. That's good. There's an issue of schar Shabbos. The money that you earn on Shabbos is schar Shabbos. It has nothing to do with who's doing the ma'aseh. It's the actual schar that's being generated from your item on Shabbos. Now, if through a shliach rent something out for Shabbos, that will be aser as well, because it's not the ma'aseh. There, it's the fact that this income is being generated for a Shabbos rental. Mekach u'memkar is not like that. Mekach u'memkar is the actual sale. And there, if there's a shliach involved, he's the one that's doing it. That will be mutter. So we're going to see there are many mekilim, vending machine. There are many tshuvas about a vending machine. We're going to discuss mekach u'memkar after we finish Amir l'akum. So I don't want to give away the bottom line is, but there are klal is going to be mutter for this reason that you're not doing it directly. And even the Rukivegos Chumra of Mekach Memkar that's set to happen on Shabbos, that's only when you set it up L'chachilo that it should finish on Shabbos. When it's a vending machine or a website where they can buy it at any time, there are many Mekilim.
When you set an automatic payment,
good. That will be more Chumra. You'll run into issues with the Rukivegos, and that when we get to Mekach Memkar, we'll discuss that by Rikos. You know, it is Amir L'Akum, but the point is that it's not the same as a poil. This is Amir L'Akum is Kaveh Malachta is it's not a daita de nafshei because you're forcing him to do it. But in this in between case where it's something that could in theory be done, it's something inherently has to be done on Shabbos, and you're not the one that forced him to do it. You didn't set the time limits. There we have this machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir la'alacha, but like I mentioned before, there are mekilim in such cases. Tamir lakum, correct. Tamir lakum, correct. Correct. Now, okay. So that was by a kablin. Although meikar hadin it should be mutter if it's kaveh malachta. If you're forcing to do it on Shabbos, you. Again, FedEx it on Erev Yontiv, or we're telling him to do it on Shabbos or Yontiv, that will be also even by a kabbalah. The second case where it's also Maker Hadin, and I'm just going to go through it briefly because this is less common, but it just, if you're going through the Limud or in the place Kamil, this comes up often, is the Chumra of the Maria Buav. And that is when you hire a kabbalah to do a job, you're paying him a set amount, a flat fee to get the job done. If he's doing it on Shabbos, not for his benefit, not because it would be done any quicker, not because it's easier for him, he's doing it only for the benefit of the Yid, that will be usur even by a kabbalin. The case is where you hired a kabbalin and he took responsibility to take care of a merchutz, to do all the work that's required. A customer comes in on Shabbos. So over here, the goy is getting paid a flat amount per year, whether he works on Shabbos or doesn't. His only incentive to come in on Shabbos and to cater to this customer is because if he doesn't cater to the customer today, the customer will not come back. And the owner, the Jew, will lose out. He'll earn less during the year. So in such a case, where the goy has no benefit, it's not like he's doing it today on Shabbos so that on Sunday he can take off. It's not like he's doing it today, he'll have less work during the week. The goy has absolutely no benefit. And the only person that gains is the Yid. There, the Maria Abu of Paskins that it's Osir Me'ikar Hadin. There already, it's more Doima to a Poyol, and it's going to be Osir. A commission is going to be Mutter. The case here, if he's getting commission, he's coming because he wants his commission. The case is he's getting paid a flat fee to do everything that needs to be done throughout the period. So he's coming in, there's no Adaita Denafshay. He's not saving himself any work after Shabbos. It's only being done because the Yid will lose out that revenue. So there is going to be Asr Meikar Hadin. So these are the two cases that are Asr Meikar Hadin. Now, actually, to go back to your question, a poyel and a kablin, the cases that I used were pretty extreme. One case, a poyel is a salaried worker. You have a cleaning crew. They come in 3 hours a day. They get paid X amount per hour. That's a poyel. A kablin, someone, a contractor, you pay him $5,000, he does your roof. It's a flat fee. He makes his own schedule. What about an attorney? You hire him, you're doing a closing. You hire him to take care of the closing. But when you get the bill, very often, they'll bill by the hour. So they're getting paid for their time, but you're hiring them not, you don't go to the lawyer and say, I want 10 hours of legal work. The deal is, I want you to take care of the closing. And just when he, after he does the closing, what he bills is based on the amount of time he put into the transaction. So in that case, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is mechadesh, that has a din of a kablan. You know, it's the crucial question is, did you hire him or did he accept to do a job, to accomplish a task? In that case, he'll be a kablan. We don't care how he will calculate how much he gets paid. A poyel is someone who you go in, I need 3 hours of cleaning. I need, if you walk in, you said, I need you to, you know, a graphic artist, I want you to spend 5 hours on this, nothing more, whatever you do during the 5 hours, that's what you're hired for. So in that case, where the contract, the agreement involves time, and that will be a poyel, as opposed to a koblen, where you're hiring him to actually to accomplish the job, even if the calculations can be based on time, that's the bill, but that's not the actual contract, that's not the actual melech. Okay, very good. Okay, but let's go back to the lawyer. In the case of the attorney, if you change your mind in middle, so every kaplan, if the Baal Bayis is chayzer, the law is he gets paid. What happens if the lawyer tries doing the closing, but it's over his head? He can't deal with the matter. So if you hire a cleaning crew to spend 3 hours cleaning, and they clean, but it's still dirty, but they put in 3 hours of time, that's what you pay for, regardless of what it looks like at the end. If you hire an attorney to do a closing, and after putting in 10 hours, he says, listen, this is over my head, you have to go somewhere else. So in that case, you tell him, I hired you, you didn't do your job. You know, goodbye. You don't. Good, because it's true. So when it's not the attorney's fault, so they're ready, the Baal Bayis is the one that's being closer. Because it's his internal issue. There he'll have to pay. But if the attorney can't complete the task, he can't send you a bill. On the other hand, if you go to a mechanic and he says, he has to look for an electrical problem, they'll charge you for the time they spend diagnosing. Regardless, they're not responsible for the result or for the outcome. No, because the other way around, what happens if the person is unable to complete the task? So by a poil, he gets paid anyway because he put in the time. By a koblen, if he can't complete the task, he will not get paid. Now, if it's the Baal Bayis' fault, or if it's an outside factor, you'll pay him anyway. But if the lawyer says, I can't do this, it's too hard for me, he has no right to bill for his time. Correct. A koblen, you agree to pay him to do this job. If he can't do it, then he doesn't get paid. A poyel that said, I'll pay this amount per hour to work on this. So if you work on it and nothing happens, you work on it and then it's nanas, the whole thing gets destroyed. The house, the person works and he gets halfway done, the house burns down. A poyel can say, I put in this amount of time, pay me. A koblen, you know, again, without going to umen kleine shvachli and zaitige issues, but a koblen, if he never accomplished what he was set out to do, in theory, shouldn't get paid. Okay, good. So you'll deal with an oinus havle lasuki adaite, who should have known. That's, you know, sugyan shin lamed gimel and shin lamed dalet. How to assign blame for an outside oinus, and how to assign blame for an oinus that one person had a better idea of what would happen or you know whether it was likely or not. That's a sugyan shin lamed gimel and shin lamed dalet. But the crucial question is being hired, is he taking responsibility? I will get this job done, or is he taking responsibility? I will put in X amount of hours, and that's a huge difference. Now, how to deal with halacha and an oinus and whose oinus? That's a chesh and mishpat problem. If you hire a person by the hour, and he puts in that time, you're going to have to pay him. If you hire him to on contingency. If he doesn't do a good job, and you can establish that, the fact that you don't like him doesn't mean anything. But if you can establish he wasn't doing his job, or he wasn't going to be able to prevail, then you can probably get rid of him. So anyway, so be that as may, Shulchan Aruch Rav's chiddush is, it doesn't always depend on how you pay him, it works on what he accepted. Did he accept to do a job, or did he accept to work a certain amount of time? Correct, but a payol, someone so like this, someone who he's giving up his time, he's selling his time to you. Whatever he does during this period is considered on your behalf. Someone who's accepted, I'm going to get this job done. How I get it done, that's my business. My responsibility to get the job done. Then his decision to work on Shabbos is his. So even though at the end of the day, your bill, you'll get an itemized bill that says, I put in 40 hours, some of which were on Shabbos, but that's just how he's billing you. But his decision to work on Shabbos, he is self-employed, he's an independent contractor, that's considered a daita d'nafshei. Now this is all me'ikar hadin. Me'ikar hadin, a kablin, similar to an aris, as long as you don't force him to work on Shabbos, it's his decision. And as long as he benefits, it's easier for him during the week, he's going to earn more revenue because he's doing it on Shabbos, that me'ikar hadin is going to be mutter. So again, that's going to run into lifnei iver problems, which are much more chomer. That's not amir la'akum anymore. That's the fact that you can be koyrim chol Shabbos. That's a topic for another shir. Now, this is all me'ikar hadin. However, there's a tremendous chomer that we find by the din of amir la'akum, and that is the din of maris ayin. Now, the Gemara's case of maris ayin, we'll see there are a few different types of maris ayin. The Gemara's case is a person has a merchatz, and he leases it to a goy. That means the goy takes over the merchatz. It's for the he works the merchatz. He does all the work. He gets all the profits. Nevertheless, the Gemara says it's aser mishmaris ayin, because when people know that this merchatz belongs to you, you're the owner. They see on Shabbos it's open for business. They're going to presume that you hire the goy to work for you on Shabbos. If you hire a guy to work for you on Shabbos, a koyol schir yoyim is an isra amir la'akum. So over here, there's a gzer l'gzer, the Beis Yosef points out, yes, there's a kasha. But not only is amir la'akum usr, even when there's a maris ayin, when people will suspect that this guy is working for you, even though he's not, even though, again, he leased the property from you completely, still there's going to be an isra of maris ayin, and a person cannot do that. And there are a few cases of maris ayin. The first case, which is usur in virtually all cases, is whenever a goy is doing work in your house, that is always going to be usur. And the reason is that even if he's a kablin, even if you didn't tell him to work on Shabbos, but people walk by your house on Shabbos and they see someone, a repairman, a truck in front of your house, someone's fixing your oven, they're going to be choishish. You called him on Shabbos, or you instructed him to come on Shabbos. So if the work is being done in your house, if a goy is doing malacha, even if you didn't tell him to work on Shabbos, even though he showed up on his own, and even though it's really a kablin, still it's going to be osur mishum maris ayin. Now the Taz says a tremendous chumrah. He says, what happens if you have a live-in, you have cleaning help, you have a linen, a live-in? On Shabbos, so she's off, she's not working that hard, she decides to do her own laundry. She wants to do malacha for herself. In that case, Zog the Taz, it's still going to be Aser Mishamar Zayin. Because people who are walking by or people who are in the house see the goy doing a malacha. They have no way of knowing whether the malacha is for you or for the goy is doing it for herself. And therefore, the Taz says that will be Maris Ayin as well. Now, this already is a machlokes. Some places can say that Maris Ayin is only when he's doing malacha for you. So there the Maris Ayin is, people are going to think you're Kaveh Malacha. You told them to do it on Shabbos. But doing their own work, even though it's in your house, other Achron El Yerabah brings the Azmedai from a number of Rishonim, that would be Mutter. A Kolpanim, when she's doing Malacha on something which is identifiably belongs to a guy, if she's washing her clothing, and Mistama, her clothing does not look the same as the Jewish clothing, so in that case, since it's nicker that it's being done, it's being done for a guy, there the Mishabura Paskins, like Lukulayam, that would be mutter. But this is the this is the first case of Maris Ayin, and that is whenever work is being done in a Beis Yisrael, even if it was a Kaplan, even if it's not Kaveh Malachdoi, that will always be usur because people will think that you instructed them to work on Shabbos. Yeah, so again, assuming a dishwasher might be another issue because it makes noise. But taking aside that, if she wants to use hot water or wants to do it in a way where there's malacha, that's fine. Because when you see her doing it, you know she's doing the Jew's dishes. That you know. But you also know that it's more convenient for her to use hot water. So there's no reason to assume, since you can do it behetar, you can do it be'isr. There's no reason to assume that the Baal Bayis punkt said, Badaf could do a malacha. When they didn't have to. It's only when you see them doing a malacha, which is a real malacha, which is, it would be usur for the Baal Bayis to instruct them to do. There's no oifin heter. Just the question is, maybe it was set up before Shabbos. There's a Maris Ayin. If we see you doing it today, we'll assume it was instructed today. But if even today it can be done beheter, there you don't find a Maris Ayin like that. So the first Maris Ayin is, if it's being done in the Beis Yisrael, that will be usur. We're going to assume it's kaveh malachah. The next case of Maris Ayin, and this is actually the case which is discussed in the Gemara, is that if you have a field, so a field, the norm, the way you normally take care of a field is you hire an artist, you hire a sharecropper, they work, they do a day to the nafshei, that's perfectly fine on Shabbos. What happens if you have a situation where you don't want to hire an artist, you hire a koblin? Now a koblin was not the norm. The normal situation was you hire an artist, you hire a sharecropper. So when you hire a koblin to do malacha for you on Shabbos, me'ikar hadin it's mutter, because as long as you're not kaveh malacha, as long as they could do malacha during the week, me'ikar hadin that's mutter. However, afal pikein, since people will see this koblin doing the work, and they'll see that this koblin is not in fact an artist, they know he's not a partner. At the end of the year, when it comes time to divide the crops, he's not getting a share of those of the crops. So there's a Maris Ayin. People will suspect that this person is a poyel, is a schir yoyim. They will not realize it's a koblin, and it's going to be awesome. Now, this is a tremendous chumrah. What this means is, whenever you hire a koblin, if the work is being done in a public manner, it's going to be awesome because people are going to be choshish, it's a schir yoyim. When you hire an aris, since he's a partner, since he gets a share in the ultimate crops, there's no Maris Ayin. Because anyone who looks hard enough, closely enough, will, at the end of the year, realize that it's truly an aris, and that was the derech. But a koblin, someone who is just getting paid a flat amount, even though Maker Hadinit should be mutter, still there's going to be an isser of Maris Ayin. Now today, many of the workers, or most workers that you hire, are koblonim, especially anytime you hire a company to do a job. Contractors, you know, the roofers, whatever it may be, it's a koblin. So Maker Hadin, if you're not Kaveh Malachdoi, it should be Motor. However, you will have this issue of Maris Ayin. Number one, if the work is being done in your personal house, you'll have the first Maris Ayin. Even if it's being done on there's a construction site somewhere, still you'll have this second issue, that people will see the work, they will think it's being done by a Schir Yoyim, they will not realize it's a koblin, and there will be an Isser of Maris Ayin. So there's a halacha in Maris Ayin that when there's a goy who's a partner, there's an assumption that mifi boy, that partners like bragging about their holdings, and it will get out that there is a goy who's a partner here. Especially if it's an aris, it means throughout the year he's busy working. It's usually fairly obvious whether he's a hired hand getting paid $10 an hour or whether he has a vested interest or if he's really a partner. There's a halachic assumption in Benegiah Maris Ayin that if there's a real goyish partner, people know about it, and that will take away the Maris Ayin. Excellent. Oh, very good. So in the Gemara's case is the norm was to use an aris. Koblin was not typical. So if you're an aris, that's mutter because you're an aris. Once you're not an aris, Now you can be either a kabbalin or a skiryoin. Each of them, I guess, was roughly, neither of them was very common, but the assumption is going to be it's a skiryoin. What will be in a case where the norm is to use a kabbalin? And like you pointed out, you hire a roofer. Any homeowner who hires a roofer is generally hiring a kabbalin. So is there maris ayin or not? So over here, if you look at the Rishayim just when they discuss the Isser of maris ayin, there are two different nuskhoyas that the Rishayim use. Some Rishayim say it, the way we said it before, that an aris was common. A kabbalin or a skiryoin wasn't. So therefore, once you're not an aris, people will suspect you're a skiryoin. However, if that's true, so the achroinim are medayik, that in a situation where the norm is to use a kabbalin, in a situation where all roofers are kabbalanim, there's no maris ayin, because anyone who sees a roofer knows that it's a kabbalin, and therefore it should be mutter. However, there are other rishonim, and Tosfos says it b'shem Maharam, that say the maris ayin a bit differently. What they say is that people are not so sophisticated, and they don't realize the difference between skiryoyim and a kabbalin. When the person's an aris, when he's a partner, he's getting a share in the crops, they realize, okay, that's completely different. That's a daita d'nafshe. But the moment you lose that, the moment he's just getting paid in cash, nothing to do with the profit, he's not a partner here, that people do not differentiate, that people will mix it up or confuse it with a schir yoyim, and therefore it will be awesome. So depending on which Rishonim you learn, it's a tremendous nafmin alalacha. All construction today, if the norm is to do it with the kablonos, is it motor rasa. Now there's tremendous discussion among the achroinim, which is the ikar lalacha. L'maisa the Mishnah Berurah is machmir when it comes to construction of a house. Because of the, if you go through the sugya, the Rishonim, they're talking about a house, there he's machmir, even if the derech is bekablonos, it is still going to be aser. Other tasks, if you're a field or other malacha, they're already, the Mishnah Berurah is more noita lahakal. It is a machlekes, if it's a hefs meruba, if it's a shas adchak, you can ask a shayla. The gros moishah is more mekal, the army kilim, when it's the derech of everyone to use a kablan, but it's telling us machlekes rishayim, and at least in the case of a house, the Mishnah Berurah is, the bir halacha, is machmer lahalacha. And they discuss cases of garbage collection, where the goyim used to collect the garbage on Shabbos. And the case was, it was the Jews, it was, I guess, in the ghetto, it was the Jews' responsibility to get it done. It was their responsibility. They could do it themselves, they could hire someone. But the way it worked there is that they worked the kablonos. You paid the garbage collector a flat fee to take care of it. It wasn't by the hour. So in that case, the discussion is whether you can be soymich on this halacha. Since everyone knows that they get paid, they're kablonim. So even though it's done before hesia, therefore it should be told in this machlekes. And there were mekilim. It's a machlekes. The Magen Avraham says if the minog is to be meko, you can be soymich on such a minog. However, in the absence of a minog, he says you should be machmer because of the other rishayim. Now, I think today it would be different. I think today we are it's not the homeowner's responsibility to clear the garbage. It's the townships, so there already it's clear that the goy is not working for the yid, he's working for another goy, he's working for the government, so I don't think it'll be totally in the shayla. Now, well, hold on, let me just... If the government, if in Eretz Yisrael, you'd have a problem, but... Okay, that's a good question. I'm not convinced that that's true, but it's not for 11:28. Okay, now, another case which they discussed is building a shul. Building a shul also where the kablonim, where the goyim had to work on Shabbos. Otherwise, there was a chashash of betel beis medrash. There, most poskim are machmir, even b'dieved under most circumstances. And there, the Magen Avraham adds another twist. He says, even if technically you want to say it's a kablon, everyone knows it's a kablon, therefore it should be mutter. So the Magen Avraham, it's a chil hashem. Because the goyim, on their day of rest, they don't have any lumdus, they don't have any poil and kablin and I did the and they don't have all sorts of kunzin. So to have a shul being built in public on Shabbos, he says that is a chil Hashem, and he says that's aser. Again, b'shas adchak, when the shul won't be built, the arm may heal him, but it's something which certainly should be avoided if possible. And just to briefly summarize, what we have until now is serious problems. Because what we're coming out right now is anyone who has a business, anyone who has people working for them on Shabbos, assuming the business involved is doing malacha on Shabbos. So loy miboy, if it's a poil, if someone who's getting paid by the hour, it's always going to be aser. Even a schir yoim, if it's the type of business where it's kaveh malachta, where he knows he needs to be in on Shabbos, he needs to do work on Shabbos, it's going to be aser. And even without kaveh malachta, what? Okay, yeah, well, kaveh malachta will be aser in all cases, correct? Correct. Even by a kavan or by an aris will be aser by kaveh malachta. Even if it's not kaveh malachta, if it's being done publicly, there's going to be an iser of marazayin. So this seems to basically cover every worker working for every business would seem to be a problem on Shabbos. So now that you know all the problems, perhaps you'll be motivated to come to a shir, even though it's Chanukah next week. And we'll, Mitzvah Hashem, go through some of the heterim and some of the exceptions to the rule. Now next week is Chanukah. What we're considering doing is having a little bit of a different program where we will start earlier. We'll have a shir only at 10 o'clock. If everyone could just respond by email to Aaron Suber and let us know whether that works for your schedule or whether we should.